Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A row in Britain over trade after Brexit, and South Africa's governing party tries to remove the president.
Without removing him, there would be no prospect of fighting corruption.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Rob Young. Good morning. Brexit is causing political turmoil, with Tory Prime Minister Theresa May's position is vulnerable. Many large businesses and pro-EU politicians want to stay as close as possible to existing trade arrangements. But so-called Brexiteers worry that will restrict Britain's ability to do its own future trade deals. The Prime Minister has tried to placate them, insisting overnight Britain won't be in any form of customs union with the EU. The BBC's political correspondent is Rob Watson.
Brexit has gone from being something that's sort of theoretical and just out there to coming closer and closer, and real decisions need to be made. And one of them, of course, is about the customs union. And there is this 40-odd-year-old division within the governing Conservative Party over Europe. Some of them who are on the Remain side in the campaign would like to stay as close as possible to the European Union, including possibly staying inside the customs union. Those who campaign for Brexit want this complete break and what they see as the possibilities of free trade deal. And why it's become so explosive and so rancorous is because time is running out.
Now you've got the Prime Minister, Theresa May, saying that the UK will not be in any kind of customs union with the European Union. Is that enough to save the Prime Minister's job?
I think there is a sense that what Downing Street is doing here is playing for time. And I think what's going to emerge in the coming days is that Theresa May will be opting for the have your cake and eat it strategy to keep everyone together in the Conservative Party. We want to leave the single market and the customs union. But guess what? We'd still like to keep all the things that we really love about being in the European Union, such as having tariff-free and regulation-free trade with them.
Changing Britain's customs arrangement with what remains of the European Union will have very real consequences for businesses. What are companies likely to make of the government's latest stance on this?
They'll be appalled. The vast majority of British businesses remain utterly opposed to Brexit, to leaving the customs union and the single market. And until now, British businesses have largely kept quiet. They've lobbied quietly behind the scenes, very worried about the direction Theresa May's government has been taking in terms of relations with the European Union. The question is, what will they do?
Rob Watson, let's do the numbers. Global markets raised nearly $2 trillion in value last week as investors fret about rising global inflation. Today, stocks in Asia fell the most in more than a year. London's FTSE 100 is down 83 points, or 1.13%. The heir to South Korea's powerful Samsung conglomerate has been freed from prison after a year behind bars. J.Y. Lee was convicted of bribing the country's former president in an attempt to gain greater control of the business. Judges in Seoul have now ruled there's no evidence Mr. Lee had discussed Samsung's leadership issues with President Park. Here's the BBC's Asia business correspondent Karishma Vaswani.
Mr. Lee's release today will be a major relief to the world's biggest smartphone maker and arguably the most important company in corporate Korea. Its revenues alone are worth something like a fifth of the country's GDP, and while the firm's share price or profits haven't suffered in Mr. Lee's absence, the business's long-term strategy has been left in limbo while he's been in detention. But there are also political consequences to his release. Mr. Lee's trial was seen as a test for just how tough President Moon's administration would be on the powerful influence of corporate Korea and how far he would go to curtail the chaebols, wealthy family-run businesses in the political sphere. With this decision, Mr. Lee has effectively been given a get-out-of-jail card, and for many Koreans who had hoped for change, this will look just like business as usual.
In Singapore, I'm the BBC's Karishma Vaswani for Marketplace.
There's growing pressure on Jacob Zuma to stand down as president of South Africa. Leaders of the governing ANC want to replace him with his successor as party leader, Cyril Ramaphosa, amid persistent corruption allegations against Mr. Zuma. The BBC's Andrew Harding reports.
On a quiet country road 2 hours south of Johannesburg, something is stirring. The first shudders of what feels like a seismic moment for South Africa. For years now, a huge dairy farm here in Vrede has been at the centre of allegations of state corruption.
As far as we could establish up until now, about 184 million rand is disappeared.
A local MP, Leona Kleinhan, says taxpayers' money for the dairy ended up in the pockets of the Guptas, controversial business tycoons who are close friends of President Jacob Zuma and employ his son.
We don't know why our name is being dragged in all these things without any reason what why we will be doing that.
The Guptas themselves, that's Atul Gupta, have denied any wrongdoing. For years, the family seemed untouchable. President Zuma too. The allegations, the evidence and the outrage piled up. But prosecutors appeared to look the other way. Until now. Prosecutors seizing control of the Vrede dairy, the courts moving against the Guptas and Mr. Zuma. Cyril Ramaphosa is the new leader of the governing ANC and South Africa's president in waiting. He insists the days of impunity are ending, even for the top dogs.
Everyone agrees that our state was captured by corrupt elements.
Spurred into action, South Africa's parliament is baring its teeth. MPs gleefully grilling the bosses of corruption-riddled state companies, accusing them of being Gupta stooges.
David Lewis, who heads the organisation Corruption Watch, says the next key step is to ensure that President Zuma, engulfed by scandals, leaves office soon.
Without removing him, there would be no prospect of fighting corruption, fighting maladministration.
The momentum is against him as a country increasingly threatened by corruption tries to find a new path.
Andrew Harding. And finally, if you hate shopping for jeans, forced to choose between two sizes, one too big, the other too tight, some good news. Topshop is introducing half sizes on some of its range. In London, I'm Rob Young with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.